d'amitié avec toi. Parce que depuis toujours, chaque fois que je te voyais, je me disais que tu étais la femme que je désirais. Et vraiment que je désirais de telle façon, c'est tellement adorable. Je ne savais quoi faire.
What's the difference between New York cheesecake and Philly cheesecake?
All right, that's a great way to start. That's what a question, Carolyn Joy of Joy Wine and Spirits. We are here this afternoon, just before Christmas weekend, and we're here with Desiree of the Makery. Yeah. Now, Desiree's brought something tasty, and Carolyn, you've brought something tasty too.
Yep.
Let's start with our guest. What do you say?
I think that's a great idea.
Desiree, tell us a little bit about the Makery and about the great dish. Desiree has this really great dessert that which I think would go quite well for any after Christmas meal. Talk about that a little bit, Desiree. Oh,
fantastic. So this is actually a cranberry cherry mild pie top cheesecake. And what that means is there is a cranberry cherry pie actually baked right on top of this cheesecake. So it's kind of something new that we've created for the holidays. Cranberry being absolutely perfect for this time of year.
Well, you know what? This cranberry cherry cream pie, this pie is saying everything's absolutely delicious. I never would think to make the combination of cherries and cranberries. You know, Carolyn,
Well, I think that works because cherries have a tendency to be tart. Sometimes, I mean, we are used to having sweet cherries, but pie cherries are tart, and so then cranberry gives it a just slightly different component and probably texture in there too. Do you grind them up or?
No, we throw them in just whole. And I wish I could take credit for the idea, but that was Granny Joe's. I kind of borrowed from her. So
Granny Joe being your grandmama?
Well, actually, she's kind of a short-tailed grandma that we adopted into the family. So
it's always good to get that old wisdom. As I get older, yep. I feel more strong about that.
There are so many great things from, you know, holidays past that you just relate to the older generation. So
is this a family recipe, or this is kind of different? Because when I first looked at I looked at all the different options that you have. I didn't realize that you actually like bake a separate pie onto the cheesecake.
Yeah, well, you do it all at the same time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
When the mics were off, I was saying, well, you know, how, do you heat it up? Of course you bake cheesecake. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I just know how to enjoy it. You know?
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes it just takes, that special person to make it for you. So.
And it seems like a lot of work with the cheesecake and the pie. Is that pretty labor-intensive?
It is. It is fairly labor-intensive, yeah. And it's a little tricky. You have to adjust your oven and all those good things. So
You have to adjust your oven differently when cooking the cheese section than cooking the actual pie section. What's the temperature difference?
Well, you have to turn the temperature down because it's such a thick dessert to be cooking. And then you have to cook it for like 2 hours. It's really tricky. Took us a while to perfect.
Carolyn, you've brought this Chambers Rosewood Vineyards Ruther Glen Muscadel. How is this Muscadel different from a Muscatel?
So I didn't realize this because you would think that Muscadel and Muscat would be at least one in the same family of grapes, but they're actually not. They're totally different. Muscadel is actually a grape from France in the Bordeaux region. And it's one of the three main grapes that they use in white wine, which would be Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, and then Muscadel. They don't really use it too much anymore. They do use it some in some of their sauternes. But where it's really well respected is down in Australia, where some of these vines are up to, their average age, I think, is about 25 years.
The vines are getting better down there, too, aren't they, with age?
Oh, well, just wherever. Usually the older the vine, the less production there is on the vine, but then the more intense the fruit is.
Whenever I think of Australia, I always think of Shiraz.
Well, it's kind of funny because Australia was actually historically known for its sweet wines, which they call stickies. This would be a sticky for sure. It's a fortified wine, yeah. And the history behind this is that when Australia was made a colony of the Brits had a real affinity for sweet wine, and they didn't want to ship it all the way over from Portugal. So Australians started making sweet wines down there. Australia, like I said, is known for sticky wine. And a lot of people might not know what a fortified wine is. So what happens is they grow these grapes and they ferment them to about 2 or 3% alcohol. So you're just getting a lot of flavor from that wine. But then you make a brandy out of other grapes. So it's an alcohol or almost like a whiskey or something. And then you combine the two. And so the wine is then fortified with a brandy of sort. And then what's great about this wine is that you can open it, and as long as you seal it back up with this handy-dandy screw cap, it will last for months.
My guest, our guest this afternoon, Carol Joy and I's guest this afternoon, is Desiree from the Makery Cake Company. They're located at 8203 South Holly Street in Centennial, Colorado.
Yep.
What makes the Makery different from a bakery?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the Makery's been around about 11 years, and we are so well known for doing things other bakeries won't. Now, what I mean by that is we will do the 3D Kermit the Frog. We will do the 3D whatever you can think of. We love to bust out our power tools and make something crazy. Now, the name of the Makery came about because we actually teach people to decorate as well. So we do a lot of parties for either young children or team builders, and then we also teach classes.
So you said you can use your 3D methods, but you can go old school as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we do just traditional birthday cakes, sheet cakes, those types of things. We do about 400 weddings a year as well, and we are actually asked to do a lot of show cakes for different magazines and articles. So lots of creativity.
So what's the strangest cake you've done, or the tallest cake, or the...
Well, the tallest cake was actually a 7-tiered wedding cake that was about a foot on each tier. I delivered it up to Aspen, and the wind was blowing so hard. I was so worried it was going to go over. It was so tall. And then, let's see, the weirdest one I've done, I actually did a wedding cake with an outhouse on top, made it out of white chocolate. It was phenomenal. We did tumbleweeds full of sugar. And then, I don't know, just crazy things every day. We have one couple, or one mom, who always, always gets her son's birthday cake with us, and it always involves someone's back end. So every year we just wonder what she's going to come up with.
That's funny. Could you explain a little bit about this? Your motto, the passion for ridiculous cakes.
Yeah, and so we've had people say, "Is that your passion for the ridiculous cakes?" And I was like, "It's everyone's passion, because people go to our website and they're lost there for hours with all of the cool designs that we've done in the past." And I don't say that we have, because we don't have any specific design that we do. People come to us with ideas, be it visual or just something they thought of, and we kind of talk about it, and our passion really radiates through in the work that we do, and people are really, really glad that there is someone out there who just really gets it. So they come to us with their idea, we make it happen, and they are so happy about it.
So when someone comes in here, comes to you with an unusual idea, it's not head-scratching time for you. You're writing, you're taking notes.
Exactly, yeah. We've had people call, you know, 4 or 5 different bakeries and say, you know, I couldn't get them to do my idea.
Lack of imagination on their part, you think?
More that they didn't want to take the time to figure out how. So we don't have a set of instructions when it comes to cake decorating. You give us a picture and there's no instructions. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. Carolyn, you I don't know how you managed to do this, because you don't really know what Desiree is going to bring in, but you brought in a very nice match for this really tasty cranberry cherry cream cheesecake.
Yes, she did delicious. A wonderful job. It goes so well together.
And this wine pairing, this tasting tonight, when does it begin? It's happening right now, as a matter of fact.
It is happening right now, yep. They usually go on Wednesdays from 4:30 to 6:30-ish or so. We have to finish up by 7 o'clock. And we have a couple more throughout the holidays. We're getting some stuff out of, we say, Santa's bag, or the elves are busy. So we've got some really special wines that we're going to be opening. Check out our website or give us a call.
Well, Carolyn Joy, I will see you next year.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to it. And Desiree of the Makery Cake Company, thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
To this tasty wine, Bumps.